But methane is actually odorless too. Well then, what stinks? The foul smell is usually due to volatile sulfur compounds, such as hydrogen sulfide and methanethiol, or methyl mercaptan. These gases, however, constitute less than 1% of volume and are often seen with ingestion of amino acids containing sulfur, which may explain the foul smell of gas from certain high-protein diets. Increased passage of gas is commonly noticed after eating foods with high amounts of indigestible carbohydrates, like beans, lentils, dairy products, onions, garlic, leeks, radishes, potatoes, oats, wheat, cauliflower, broccoli, cabbage, and Brussels sprouts. Humans lack the enzymes, so the bacteria able to ferment complex carbohydrates take over. And this naturally leads to more gas than usual. But if you feel uncomfortable, bloated, or visibly distended, this may indicate impaired movement of gas along the gastrointestinal tract. It's important not to just blame certain foods for gas and bloating and then avoid them. You don't want to starve the bacteria that digest these complex carbohydrates, or they'll have to start eating the sugars in the mucus lining of your intestines. Your personal gas will vary based on what you eat and what bacteria are in your gut. For example, from the same starting sugar, the bacteria Clostridium produces carbon dioxide, butyrate, and hydrogen, while Propionibacterium can produce carbon dioxide, propionate, and acetate.